CN2.
On this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 66 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on FM 100.1, AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, watching or listening to us on WRHI.com, and of course on the TV side, CN2. That's Caporium Cable Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live, X, any other YouTube social media platform you can think of, the major ones, just simply search for WRHINCN2. Historic Rock Hill, well, it always has something going on right here in our community. Jennifer Sandler is the executive director, and she's here to give us a rundown of events over the next couple of months. Good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning, you too.
Good morning.
So, Jennifer, it sounds like as many of us are preparing for the summer, you all are gearing up for a lot of events. So you don't even take the summers off, do you?
You know, we're going to try something new this year, and we're just trying to think about ways to engage our membership over the summer. And so we have a new summer speaker series coming up. So we have 4 speaking events at the White Home, limited number of spots for that, but we'll have different topics over the course of 4 months. So once a month for 4 months.
Is that open just to members or to people in the community?
That's open to everyone.
Okay, perfect. And what are some of the titles? Do you know
of
what
a little
the focus?
Teaser.
I do. So so Stephen Turner is going to do his popular postcard history of Rock Hill. It's a very visual presentation, talking about the development of Rock Hill in like through pictures. So that's really interesting. We are going to have Pat Grant is going to talk about the evolution of the new acquisition. I don't know if you guys are familiar with how York County kind of was part of North Carolina, and then it was part of South Carolina. And there was just this really kind of tumultuous path to the state line that we have now. So that's a really interesting story. If you're not familiar with it, I could definitely learn more about it myself. I'm not sure who the presenter is going to be yet, but we're going to have someone talk about the evolution of Rock Hill schools. So we've got Pine Grove Academy, which is just a couple of blocks away, or originally like the first school that was started by Ann White, and then the evolution of kind of the school in different schools in Rock Hill, including Winthrop. So
what's so great is we have transients and folks that are moving into this community that don't know their community yet. This is a great way for them to pop in and just learn and potentially become a member after this.
Yeah, so I think it should be just a really nice, you know, they're going to be on Thursday evenings, just a nice way to, you know, mix and mingle and learn a little bit more about, you know, about our history.
And these will take place at the White Home?
Yes.
This is a very relaxing thing to do in the summer months and to learn history this way. I'm the kind of student, I would have learned history better this way than versus plopping the book down in front of me and memorizing dates, times, and locations. So making it come to life like this is huge. And the York County acquisition is fascinating. I'll have to really find out about
it
that
one. It is. I've heard Pat Grant talk about it before, and it is really interesting because like this, I think at one time was, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And then there was just like a pretty tumultuous path to it becoming South Carolina. So I don't know more than that.
Red Rover, exactly.
I would worry you and I showing up to the speaker series would front row, hands in the air with questions. There's so
that
many questions.
That is welcome. So, yes.
We got it, Alex.
Yes.
Save our seats on the front row, Jen.
Star students right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
All right. Well, speaking of the benefits of becoming a member, if you're a member at Historic Rock Hill, well, you get to take part in many special events, but there is one happening tonight.
Yes, so we've got our member picnic. This is an annual event. It's on the grounds of the White Home, and we'll have dinner, and we'll have just kind of some traditional business, you know, board business that the membership votes upon, and then we will reveal our 2024 Preservation Award winner tonight as well. So, and that person will be speaking, so it's kind of hush-hush for the moment, but, you know, the next time I see you guys, we'll talk all about it. But It should be a really good event. And that's, you know, that's a free event for members. So we have, you know, well over 100 people coming this evening just to hang out with us.
And that award just honors someone for their work in preservation, obviously.
Yes.
I mean, it's all in the title of the award.
Right. But. So it's specifically for the preservation of a building. Although in the past, you know, Pat Grant has won the award for preservation of, you know, the Hamilton Carhartt story. Mm. So we, you know, try to mix it up every year, but this year's award winner is absolutely deserving. So.
Oh, we can't wait to find out. You're giving us the teaser.
Jennifer Sandler is the executive director for Historic Rock Hill. So after the membership picnic tonight and the speaker series this summer, there's something else that's going on site there at the White Home, which is pretty interesting, right? They're going to take a sample of the log cabin?
Yes. So next Friday, we are going to have what's called dendrochronology done on the log cabin at the White Home. So we believe that the log cabin is one of the oldest structures in York County, or still standing structures. And so we will have an expert come. I think he's from around the DC area. He'll come down and actually conduct this test. It's taking a core sample of one of the logs and then dating it. And then we'll have more definitive results about when that log cabin was built. Like, it's basically when those trees were cut down. So it's I'm not sure, you know, if it's more chemical or it's kind of knowing the tree rings and like what kind of meteorological events occurred to. Again, I'm no expert, but to look at the tree rings and see, and you can like kind of date what has happened with the climate and with, you know, kind of what that tree experienced in its life.
Wow. So interesting, though. And I know that's not a cheap fare. It requires funding to do that, but it will give hopefully that timetable for something mm-hmm. that we hope to say is one of the oldest structures here in York County.
Still standing.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Wow, that's interesting. And then what are the plans for that space? I know I've been over there before with various fundraising efforts, but mm-hmm. is it just to restore it, or is what's the vision there?
So we're still kind of honing this vision, but at the moment, you know, kind of what we're, you know, we have a preservation committee that meets once a month, and so we're just trying to figure out what this should look like and how we should make it accessible to the public. But ultimately, we would like to renovate and restore the cabin, and then hopefully have some interpretive panels inside talking about the, you know, the rise of Rock Hill's history. So it wouldn't just be white family history and White Home history focused. It would be more, you know, kind of Rock Hill history focused, but making it kind of a history hub here at the White Home.
It's pretty cool.
It is neat.
And then, of course, we get through the summer months and we're already starting to look at the fall season.
Man,
poor Jennifer.
So we are already looking ahead toward our oyster roast. So that is going to be on Thursday, October the 17th. It is just, you know, you guys were there last mm-hmm. year, and it is just such a fabulous event. You'll hear me say it, and I mean it. It is so fun. It's just, you know, all you can eat oysters, barbecue, buffet. We've got a silent auction where, you know, lots of delicious beer and wine and desserts, and it's out underneath the stars and the market lights with fire pits. It's just, you know, the best autumn ambiance you can imagine. So we're starting to gear up for that. And, you know, so if you are thinking about being a sponsor, reach out to me. And we also are already starting to look for silent auction items. So, you know me, always shaking my tin cup out there. So.
Again, as a nonprofit, it
yes,
matters.
It's it important. Does. And so, you know, we are always, you know, trying to provide things for the community, but we need that support in return.
Jennifer Sandler, once again, is the executive director for Historic Rock Hill. Jen, as always, we appreciate the conversation. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, guys.